The amount of time people have available is unrelated to their happiness. This is important because it means that except at the very extremes, to enjoy greater satisfaction in life, it's not so much a question of the amount we have. It's really about how we spend what we have. So the real answer is not about being time rich. It's about making the time you have rich. This graph clarified for me what much of my research had been suggesting all along. For greater happiness, time isn't only a challenge. It's the solution. Time is the singular resource that, if invested correctly, can produce a good, maybe even great life. If you know how to invest your time and are invested in your time, you can make yourself happier. It's about knowing how to allocate the hours you have to achieve outcomes that ultimately matter, the ones that will allow you to look back on your days, years, and life feeling satisfied and fulfilled. And it's about being completely engaged during that time to make those hours happier. This focus on investing time, as opposed to money, may seem odd coming from someone who has spent her career as a business school professor. In teaching MBAs, success is typically measured by profits. It's about the amount made, and more is better. The very reason that most of my students are getting an MBA and pursuing a career in business is to make money, and they hope a lot of it. It's not just my business-minded students, however. In a survey in which my research team asked thousands of people representing a range of occupations and income levels from across the country whether they would prefer more money or more time, the majority chose money. Yet, this might not be the right choice. Automobile mogul Henry Ford is said to have remarked, "Business must be run at a profit, else it will die. But when anyone tries to run a business solely for profit, the business must die as well, for it no longer has a reason to exist." This quote applies as much to us as individuals as it does to businesses. Despite the widespread focus on money, the real determinant of success and satisfaction in life isn't so much about the money earned, but the time spent. Was there a purpose? Was it worth the investment of time? Over the years, I have conducted more than a dozen studies testing the effects of focusing on time instead of money as our critical resource. The results are consistent and clear. Regardless of how much money or time one has, paying greater attention to time predicts higher levels of happiness. Those who place more value on their time rather than money report feeling more positive in their days and more satisfied about their lives. The benefits of being time-focused accrue from being deliberate and investing in better ways, in activities that are more fun, meaningful, and aligned with one's values. Thus, not straying too far from my business school roots, this book is an investment guide. But it's not about money. It's about how to invest your most precious resource. Happier hours. Every one of us has exactly the same number of hours to work with and play with each day. We all have 24 hours to allocate the best we can, and the stakes are high. Our hours and days add up to years and decades, and ultimately to our entire lives. How we spend our time defines who we are, the memories we cherish, and how we will be remembered by those we leave behind. And we all want to be happy. People around the globe consistently rate it among their most important pursuits. This isn't remotely new. Back in the 17th century, French philosopher and mathematician Blaise Pascal observed, "All men," and I will say, presumably he also meant women, "seek happiness. This is without exception. Whatever different means they employ, they all tend to this end." Happiness, which the psychology literature refers to as subjective well-being, and is defined as how positive you feel during your days and how satisfied you feel about your life overall, matters a lot. And it isn't an indulgent or frivolous pursuit. It isn't selfish, nor is it about plastering a smile on your